The true salvation is the human voice. Sting sings this line in a new opera called Welcome to the Voice. Steve Naive wrote the music, and Muriel Teodori wrote the libretto for Welcome to the Voice. Naive's probably best known for his longtime work as a keyboardist with Elvis Costello, which earned him a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The opera's just been released on CD, and it features voices from different musical worlds, including rock artists like Sting and Elvis Costello, as well as such classically trained voices as Barbara Bonney and Amanda Rucroft. Steve Naive and Muriel Teodori talked about Welcome to the Voice.
It's the story of a Greek immigrant who is called Dionysos, so there's an ambiguity because at the same time he's Dionysos, the semi-god, but also he's just a simple human like that. He works in a foundry, who suddenly one day discovers the music of the opera. And little by little, he becomes totally fetishist and obsessed by the voices. And that becomes his only obsession and his only interest in life. So he can't work anymore.
I wanted to possess each note of this music. Now I had a beautiful purpose to destroy myself in the foundry, sprinkling whispering, seep into my whole body.
And he leaves around the opera, as some fans could do, in the hope to discover the one who has this voice amazing that he has heard sometimes through the window of the opera when she is rehearsing. And one day he's going to meet this woman, and little by little he's going to try to do some things more with her. Do you want the whole story, the end?
Well, I am curious about the end because it runs against type for operas.
Yeah, definitely. Steve had an expression that I adore. He speaks about a positive maybe. I like that, you know, this positive maybe.
A positive maybe?
Yes, yes, yes.
No certitude we will not fail. No guarantee. A positive maybe.
Unfailing welcome to your voice.
It means that the end is quite open, but they are going really to begin to meet each other, and he's going to convince her that something's unlikely as these two people who are so different classes, different world, different in many ways, can anyway do some things together. I didn't want to do some things, but I do the same in my movies. It's to kill the character that I have loved for the whole piece in a certain way. So I spared the life, and they are not going to die, which is important for me. I think there's enough dead and death everywhere.
I like the phrase positive maybe, especially at the end of the opera, because the last word, I think, is yes.
Oh, yeah. We love this word. It's so difficult to manage in such a time, you know, where we need absolutely to criticize and to be quite negative for so many things. Sometimes this way, you know, very strong, to be able to say yes again in a certain way. Yeah, I'm very happy that we managed to do this, and everybody in the studio, the artist, the people, the musician, everybody sings this famous yes of the end. And it's a big, it's a proudness to have finished this work with this word.
The story that you tell is of his obsession with the voice. And earlier in the story, it isn't clear that he will be able to persuade her that it is anything more than an obsession. In fact, there is one of the most beautiful songs, perhaps the moment when he does persuade her, I don't know, the unfailing welcome to the voice.
Yeah, I love this song also because I don't know if it's interesting to say how much I believe to the lyrics I wrote, you know. I have a conviction with all these things, you know, the importance of the human voice, for instance.
Above the tears
for the screen, invisible and secret scar. The true salvation is the human voice.
Steve, Barbara Bonney, she plays the opera singer, but she says of your music that it doesn't belong to any particular genre, that you've managed to invent a new genre that combines world music and classical music and pop music. Were you trying to do that in writing this?
I think I was trying to just respect the different worlds of singing that this would move to naturally because of the story that Muriel invented that incorporates people from a foundry and opera singers and ghosts of opera singers. So I don't think I would know how to consciously try to combine those voices in a desperately new way, but I just wanted to respect all those different voices and to write music that I knew each of those different kind of voices would have pleasure to sing.
I'm curious, you're quoted somewhere as saying you think that Welcome to the Voice is representative of the century we're living in. Can you explain what you mean by that?
It was simply that there was a time when everyone was specializing in a tiny microscopic section of a subject. And now people go and they want to know more, not only about what they're doing, but about other subjects. And they want to bring knowledge from other spheres into the sphere that they're trying to work in, to explore it more fully. So it's just a different sort of attitude towards all our different worlds. It's not just in music, it's in every world that you can think of.
That fusion, I guess you'd call it, did that make it easier to assemble the cast? Because these are people who wouldn't ordinarily work together, Sting and Elvis and Barbara Bonney.
Well, I think the real difficulty is just a question of their extremely busy schedules, but I think they're all people that are searching outside of a narrow vision. They're constantly going into different places, all of them, Barbara included. So it was difficult in the sense of putting them all together at the same time, but I think they were all interested by the proposition.
Steve Naive, the composer of the opera Welcome to the Voice. Muriel Teodori wrote the libretto.
Disorder smites the good people, the noise of all the music in our streets disfigures our good city. The disgusting mixing of the humans, as good people must disinfect. Troublemaker, troublemaker, there's no room in this town for the troublemaker that you are.
Always the same story, the hate of the poor. Yesterday's victims, tomorrow's culprits. Unemployment,
depravity,
partial justice,
delinquent.